Blog Talk Radio. There is no shame. thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by
amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that just how you came to love me so. You look beyond my faults and saw. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how we came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw.
I'm gonna say it again. He looks beyond. I'm so glad. I'm glad he looks beyond. I'm so glad he looks beyond my faults and through my sins. Hallelujah. He looks beyond my
blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a I'm in heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God, born of His. I've been washed in His blood. Perfect submission. And blessed, I'm watching and waiting. I'm looking above, filled with His good. Lost in His love. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. the day long.
This is my story. This is my song, praising my
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buruboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We adore you, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you. We praise you. We adore you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, that for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you've always, and you will always be with us. We bless your name. We adore you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory, Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Yeshua Mashiach, we say thank you. Hallelujah. From the bottom of our hearts, we say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We adore you, Lord. You watch over us last night, hallelujah, and every night. You watch over us every second, every minute, every hour, hallelujah. He that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. Oh, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for provision. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this rest that we breathe that is yours. We give you the glory. We give you honor. We thank you for family and friends. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for each and every one here this morning. Thank you for the intercessors. Thank you for the members. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that is listening now and those that will listen at another time. We say thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Every day we say hallelujah, glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, acknowledge your presence in our midst. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service. We surrender completely and totally to you, Spirit of the living God. Lead us, guide us, teach us. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service. Holy Spirit, have your way in the lives of our children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the lives, oh God, of our spouses, our siblings, nieces, nephews, friends, oh God. Have your way. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. You are our lifeline. We need you, Spirit of the living God. We, Holy Ghost, we need you. We need you. We need you. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. We need you. We need you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Spirit of the living God. And we say thank you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of the things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. We pray for mercy, 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 mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us, O Lord. Be merciful, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have mercy, 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 O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of all that we've done that are not pleasing to you. We pray for mercy. In the name of Jesus, mercy for our children. Mercy, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mercy in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we took our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces, nephews, we took each and every one in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. And so, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Release the blood over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Release the blood of Jesus over our in our homes, our personal spaces, our environment, as we travel back and forth for work, the blood of Jesus. Those that are sick, let the blood of Jesus make them whole, oh God. Flush our system with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews. We put the armor on our spouses, those that are connected to us, our siblings. Everyone under the sound of our voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your armor, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be honored. We reference your name. Your name, oh God, is above every name. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Every minute, every hour, we say thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We magnify you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Have your way. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, fill us up, Lord. Let us walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. We thank you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. We say good morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Let us look at Solomon. And we're going to look at chapter 2. And then in the name of Jesus, Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. The lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flax cups, comfort me with apples, for I'm sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roar or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter, hallelujah, is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear. Time of singing of birds is come. And the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Oh, my dove that art in the cliffs of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice, for sweet countenance is coming. Take us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies until the day breaks. And the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, be thou like a roar of a young heart upon the mountains of Bether. Hallelujah, glory. The Song of Solomon, hallelujah. And I want you to look at this, verse 11. For lo, in fact, let's start from verse 10. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love. Rise up, my love. Jesus is speaking, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, and the rain is over and gone. There's two types of rain. There's a rain of judgment and there's a rain of blessing. Hallelujah. The rain represents two things. Hallelujah. And there are times you go in or you go through a season, because when there's too much rain, too much, an overflow of rain, things are destroyed and messed up. And sometimes there are so much storms in our lives, the rain and the storm. And you wonder when this will be over. Hallelujah. You wonder, say, when will this be over? And you're praying, hallelujah, and you're fasting, and you're walking in the will of God by his grace. But sometimes when you're doing everything, but the rain cannot seem to stop, hallelujah, and you wonder, when will this stop? From one thing after another thing, from another thing after another thing. But the Bible tells me his grace is sufficient for me, for you. The word of God says, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. So even though the rain is all over, even though the overflow of rain affected different things, but what? Jesus is with you, with us. I don't know about you, but I know there are so many rains that have been in my life, but he never left me there. He said, you will go through the fire, and I will be with you. Sometimes you look back over your life, you say, how did I get over this? How did I sustain this? How did I make it? You come out with no stench of fire light. like the Hebrew boys in the fire. You come out, he said, because when you're in the fire, I'm there. When you're in the lion's den, I'm there. Hallelujah. You wonder when you look back, you wonder, how did I do this? It's only by God's grace. Hallelujah. That's why we got to praise it, whether you feel like it or you do feel like it. It's not about emotions. It's not about feelings. It's about what we ought to do because of his love. Because you trust him. You trust him. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. And I called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. And as you say that scripture, and you think about that scripture, it applies to our lives. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah 61, what I gave you are beauty for ashes. What is ashes? When you own that ulcer, that brazen ulcer, and you've been through a whole lot, you got to die to the flesh. And to die to the flesh, oh my God, is not the easy thing to do. Every day we constantly are dying to the flesh because temptation will come. In fact, the more you desire to die to the flesh, the more temptations, the more things will come to you because, hallelujah, God wants those areas in our lives to be put on the altar. Those are the fleshy areas. Hallelujah. That is on the altar. If it's a lust is on the altar, whatever it is that is not pleasing to God, we have to lay on the altar and surrender our lives and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. That flesh got to die so that we can be pleasing to the Lord. Hallelujah. So then when the flesh dies, it turns to ashes. Hallelujah. And when it turns to ashes, your family, enemies, they think that it's over because all they see is ashes. They think that you're done. Where is her God? Where is his God? Look what he did when the church, he did this, and look what's happening. I can't believe they say they're in the kingdom of God, and look at all these things that's happening to them. People will talk, people will say things, but the flesh got to die. When the flesh dies, the glory arises. Hallelujah. That beauty, the beauty, the beauty of Almighty God, that's it's right upon you. Hallelujah. And so what he gives you, you give him your ashes. And in exchange, beauty. People say that over and over, but it has a deep, deep meaning. Dying. Humiliated. People talking to you. Any kind of way they want to talk to you, treating you any kind of way they want to treat you, stepping on you, doing this, doing that, and they think they have power over you. But let me tell you one thing. Nobody has it. It's Almighty God, your Father. He's Abba, Father. Like David said, that person, I don't care whether they go to church, when they're mean and evil, they're uncircumcised, Philistines. That means they have not totally surrendered to God. They're still walking by the flesh. And so I call them uncircumcised, Philistines. They don't want to die to the flesh. They want to overpower you or humiliate you or do things the children of God, putting you in the lion's den, putting you in the fire, putting you doing things, all kinds of stuff. And sometimes it could be relative, it could be friends, I don't care who it is and whatever. Anyone who does that, they do not carry the Spirit of Christ. It's a form of godliness, denying the power within. Yes, there are times we all feel in different areas, but to consistently do evil to one another, you are violating the second commandment. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. So there are times people go through so many situations. I was looking at an article when Apostle Dyer wrote in for an upcoming magazine, and he spoke on that. My God, I mean, it ministered to my spirit. Spoke on that. He wrote it in the upcoming magazine. What people do to each other, and they think it's right, it's wrong. And we have to learn as Christians, we do not do those things. And if we're doing it, it needs to stop. Do cause someone misery. Do cause someone pain. Do not do that. Then you become an enemy of God. You're not a friend. You're an enemy because you have violated the second greatest commandment. Hallelujah. So there are situations. I was speaking to someone yesterday. The person told me how this woman's husband used to spit on her. Spit? How you would spit on your wife? And I said, how you made it? She herself don't know how she could stand for that. God, she's okay now. You know, people, they do things to all kinds of stuff. There's another friend of mine in Maryland. He used to pee on his wife when he, oh my God, pee on his wife. I mean pee. Treat his wife like nothing. But when God got ready, situation was turned around. He thought he had a great job, doing so well. He was at the prime of his life, humiliating his wife, doing this and that. And she took it because of God's grace. But God turned that story around. One morning, he woke up, and he had a stroke. And the tables turned around. She had to take care of him, and she did it very well, very well. Hallelujah. So things happen in our lives, but we must learn to love. We must learn to be kind and caring and sensitive. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. What did it say? It said Jesus is what? The rose of Sharon. He's the lily, the valley. Then we look and see that he said, Jesus is speaking. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up. You see, there's a time. I preached a sermon last week, Friday. And when I preached this sermon, it was in his time. He makes everything beautiful in his time. In his time. And this is the time when God is speaking to every one that have been through situations, that are going through situations right now. He's saying to you, rise up, you better rise up. He said, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing of birds is come. And the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree put their forth for green figs, and the vines with the tender gift of good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one. Come away. Away. Arise. Come away. It's over. When God stepped into a situation, hallelujah, he turns it around in an instant. You went through it only because of his grace. I went through it only because of his grace. Hallelujah. When he turns it around, you remember Job, where God turned that situation around for Job. Look what happened. Thank the Lord he had Job. But it turned around. You turn around. So I'm saying to you, this is the time for your beauty. You know, you've laid on that altar. You've given your ashes. God has given you his beauty. Rise up. Don't sit there. Don't be sorry for yourself. Rise up. If I was you, I would rise up with praise. Rise up with prophetic praise, praising God for all his promises are yes and amen. He that keepeth Israel neither sleep nor slumber. Let me say, rise up. Rise up. Don't stay there. Rise up. Now you got to do it. God can't teach you. You got to do it. He's finished doing everything. Now it's up to you to get up. You can't stay there. The Lord has prepared for you what he's done for you. Rise up. Hallelujah. Rise up. Rise up. Don't stay down. Rise up. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Not only he prepares the table, he will anoint your head before. If he prepares the table and you don't go to the table, it's up to you, but I'm going. If he tells you to rise up, you don't rise up. You want to say that that's your problem. I am rising up. Hallelujah. I am rising up, and I'm going to sit at that table he has prepared. Hallelujah. Many times God set us free, but we don't want to take that freedom. We want to stay in that place. Hallelujah. He said in Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. Let's look at Isaiah 43 before I close. But now saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When I pass up through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. He didn't say if. So we've walked through you the waters. You've walked through the rivers. The rivers did not overflow. You walked through the fire. What are you doing? You're going to stay there? He said, I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee, since thou wast precious in my sight. Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. This part is, therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. You see, that's why you got to be careful how you mess with God's children. You got to be real careful. The Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Hallelujah. And you do not know who God's anointed is. Oh, Apostle, is this minister, this pastor? No. It could be that little baby that was just born a few hours ago. You do not know. He said, before I form you, I ordain you. So you don't know who God's anointed is. That's why we got to treat everyone as we would like to be treated. Because what did God say? Therefore, I will give men for thee. Men for thee and people for thy life. Do you know what that means? Be careful. If you're in the category of doing things negative, you have to stop and repent. Hallelujah. But I'm here to say to you this morning, you have entered into a great season. Look at what is happening in the world. It is your time. It is your season. But you have to rise up. Rise up. Come away. Rise up, my love, my fair one, come away. But lo, the winter is bad. The rain is over and gone. Father, we bless you this morning. We praise you and we worship you. We thank you, Lord, for your word, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and you will continue to do for us. We thank you, Lord. Lord, if you told us to rise up, our rising up, not in our strength, in your strength, because your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So in your strength, we rise up. Hallelujah. To receive beauty for ashes. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us and you will continue to do for us and our children. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you, Lord. If I had millions and trillions of tongues, it's all what you've done for us. We cannot say it all. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the rose of Sharon. He's the lily of the valleys. Hallelujah. He's the Alpha and Omega. Jesus is the Son of God, the Lamb of God. Emmanuel, Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior. He is the light of the world, the bread of life, Sisa with Holy Ghost and fire, our advocate, Jesus Christ, is the Son of Righteousness, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Good Shepherd, the Chief Shepherd, the Chief Cornerstone, more precious than gold. Jesus Christ is our sure foundation, the door, the great physician, great teacher, great master, rock of ages, jewel of great price, Jesus Christ, the unspeakable gift, Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God, the bright and morning star, the altogether lovely, the fairest of 10,000, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, the Holy One, the horn of our salvation, author and finisher of our faith, the way, the truth, and the life. Lord God Almighty, our Lord and Savior, King of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of all. No one else can compare to Jesus, none like Jesus among men. Conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin who had an earthly mother, a heavenly father, among other gods, Jesus resurrected from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you see the great men of the Bible, you see their strength and their weaknesses. But when you see Jesus, no weakness. I find no fault in him. No man spoke like this man. Even the wind and the sea obey him. Hallelujah. In Jesus, there is a life that will never be duplicated, a righteousness that will never, 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 never be diminished, a peace that cannot be disturbed, a joy that cannot be discouraged, a hope that cannot be destroyed, a light that cannot be darkened, a happiness that cannot be dissipated, a purity that cannot be defiled, a resource that cannot be depleted, a savior that cannot be defeated, and a wisdom that cannot be debated. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. He guides my life. He rules my life. He will never leave me nor forsake me. He will never mislead me, never forget me. When I'm weak, he is strong. When I'm afraid, he is my courage. When I stumble, he steadies me. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I face trouble and trials, he comforts me. When I face persecution, he shields me. When I have needs, he meets them. When I face death, he will carry me there to carry me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, whom? Jesus, the rose of Sharon. But look what they did to the beautiful rose. He was betrayed by his own disciples. He was smothered by our hands, mocked, spit on, beer plucked, offered vinegar for thirst. He was beat with a whip called the cat of nine tails. He was stripped of all his clothes. He was nailed to the cross and lifted up between two criminals. He walked up Calvary, so you and I could walk on streets of gold. He wore a crown of thorns, so you and I could wear a crown of life. He died that we might live. He was treated unjustly, so you and I could be justified. He cried, I thirst, so we could never thirst in the everlasting fire. He went to hell so we could go to heaven. Yes. He crushed and beat the beautiful rose. They placed his body in a borrowed tomb and sealed the tomb with a giant rock. But praise God, the tomb could not hold the king. The beautiful rose would bloom again. Jesus Christ is a rose that never fades. He remains in his full beauty and glory throughout all generations. He never loses his Sabbath. He does not cause lies in us, not in him. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, power and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Jesus' name. May the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Rise up. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day joining us.
Thank you.